sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
I had tried to see how many times I can say Becky and just that opener right there.
There you go. You do a good job, Mark.
It's a beautiful Saturday morning.
Yes, it is. I was supposed to be traveling to Florida right after the show.
Oh, that's right.
However,
are you not?
Our flight got canceled yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. So we're going tomorrow.
Oh, it's a hard knock life for Becky.
We'll only be gone 3 days, so it's not all that much. But we're just going down to just kind of enjoy some. We thought it was going to be some sunshine. It's going to rain every day because Fred's coming ashore.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Well,
yeah, while we're there. So
is that going east of you?
It smack the track this morning was smack dab into Destin.
Oh wow!
So
oh really?
Uh huh.
Well, exciting time. Glad you can fly in for Fred.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, this morning our guest with us is our insurance man, Brad Russell from State Farm. Brad, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Morning, Mark.
Good,
and Becky. It's always a pleasure to be here, and it is a beautiful day.
It is.
Well, we are going to talk insurance.
Okay.
Is that okay? I mean, that's what you do, right?
Yes.
One of the things that we deal with is the new codes on, like, roofs and such.
Right.
And what State Farm has, maybe not everybody has this, but you have a code coverage.
Right.
Is that an endorsement, or is that is that?
It depends on what it is. If it's a homeowner's, it's automatically included in your policy. It's called ordinance of law. So if you're, for example, your roof needs to be replaced totally, and they get the shingles removed and everything removed, then they look at the boards, the decking actually, and if it's out of code, and codes change, you need to check them by county, you need to check them by state. But if, for example, the gapping is too wide, then they're going to make you put that back into code. If it's an eighth of an inch code and you have a half-inch separation in your decking, then you have to put that on. And as we've talked about before, Becky, with the price of wood now, that can be extremely expensive for a homeowner.
Right.
So we offer them on all of our homeowners' policies. Now, on rental dwellings, it is an endorsement that you have to have before you'll have the ordinance of law on there.
But it's pretty cheap.
It is. They really are. They're great policies to have. They're great endorsements to have. Doesn't cost you anything on our homeowners. It's included. But
it's only about $30 a year or something like that
on a
rental
really
property, which is a great thing.
Yes, because, as you know, if you don't have any coverage for codes and you run into a situation where the roof has to be placed or anything. It could be electrical coating or whatever, but it's mainly building supply or building properties. That can cost $8,000-$9,000 to replace the decking on a home.
Right.
Plus your deductible as far as putting the roof on the house. So it can be very, very expensive. So if you have rental dwellings, and a lot of our customers do, as you know, we recommend it. Everybody put it on. It's so cheap, and it will protect them. And we're right in the middle of hail season.
Right. In fact, Larry Robbins from Robbins Roofing is going to give us a call later in the hour and kind of talk about the areas that have been hit, how that Norman storm is shaping up that came in, two or three months ago. We had a really big hail storm in Norman. So we'll figure that one out.
Yeah, we have a lot of properties covered in that Norman market, and the majority of it has tapered off, which is wonderful because people got their claims in. But my office was skipping around like a house full of bunnies for about a month.
What do you do when someone files a claim? I mean, like, what's the process?
Well, the process is that you call us first so that we can send out roofers like Robbins or some of the top people. We have to send out multiple ones or suggest multiple ones. But we want them to go look at it because they know State Farm's process well. All these roofers that do a lot of work for us, We send them out first to take a look at your house to make sure that there's enough damage to cover your deductible or if it's just repairs that need to be made. But if the roof needs to be placed, we'll turn the claim in immediately. Or if the customer wants to, even if it's a little bit over their deductible, but they still want to turn the claim, we will do it and get it fixed for them. But it's important to go through your agent because we do have reputable vendors that we use, that we trust, and we want to make sure that that gets done exactly how it's supposed to.
Okay.
But after that, so we turn in the claim. They're doing most of them right now, Becky, virtual. I mean, they're even using drones and different types of technology to be able to look at it. If people have the capabilities with an iPad, we can send somebody out there, a roofer, but we'll always have our adjusters on with an iPad with them, and they're looking at the roof together many times, so it makes it a quicker, seamless process. But technology has just kind of exploded even the last year as far as roof goes.
Right.
And COVID.
It real. Now, I've got a question to ask you about insurability.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody purchases a home,
right,
and to determine whether or not it's insurable, do you still send out like Reliable Roofing or one of those that go out and check the roof?
No, what we generally do is send one of the roofers that we have that are, and they will come back and tell us whether or not it looks like it's something that it's going to have to be replaced, for example. And a adjuster will go out and look at the home too, and he will tell us as well. Does the roof need to be replaced before we can sell the house, or is that what your question was?
Well, before we can insure it, because
yes.
Sometimes you get a seller with mm-hmm. a house whose insurance company comes out. The home inspection shows that there's significant hail damage on the roof.
Right.
So a roofer comes out to
yep.
check it. An insurance claim is filed by the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seller's insurance says, well, no, there's not enough dings and it's not that bad. We can't pay for this roof.
That happens occasionally. But
then the buyer's insurance agent comes out and says this is not insurable.
Right.
Because it's got too much hail damage.
Mm-hmm.
All too often it's the same insurance company.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So we deal with this. And we just have to call and say, well, get your stories together. Either it's not insurable or it's insurable.
In a case like that, I would talk to the agent because we can send out even mediators. If the two sides within State Farm can't get together, we can send out an adjudicator, a medium. So we'll get it settled if it's between those. But it does get tricky when you get separate companies coming out, too, because one may say, you know, it is on the one of the seller. They have to turn in the claim to get
right.
the roof fixed. But
right.
There's ways around it. There's always a fix for every situation at homes. It's just if you're working with a company that doesn't have agents, which a lot of them are gone to that format now, it makes it a little difficult because you're having to talk to somebody that doesn't know.
It's across the world in
yeah.
another country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is why we love having Brad Russell here from State Farm, that we know we can call him. When we come back, we'll be talking with Brad Russell on insurance. You'll want to join in on the conversation. We'll talk to you soon. We love it. We'll be right back with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking with Brad Russell from State Farm. And if you want to join in on the conversation, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. Great time to ask your insurance questions.
Well, I have a question. Are you ready? If you want to be a part of our conversation, just give us a call, 840-1000, which is 405, of course, 840-1000, and ask your question. Here is a question. Okay. When someone buys a house and they call their State Farm agent, and say they forget to call the State Farm agent until 3 days before closing.
Right.
And so State Farm doesn't have time to go out and inspect the house before they, what's it called? They do a binder? They bind
yes.
the insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, we can't bind anyone without sending an adjuster out there. An agent can bind a home. So if a situation like that comes out and you're very close to the closing costs, we can still write a binder on it and cover them. Now, if that falls through.
And it falls through because maybe State Farm sends someone out there to look at it, and maybe it's the siding has hail dings on it, the garage doors have hail dings on them, the gutter has hail dings all over, and the hail dings means it's going to eventually rust out.
Right.
And the roof maybe has been replaced, but you got all this other peripheral hail damage around. So you can cancel as an insurance company. You can cancel insurance, right?
You can cancel. You can cancel up to 30 days and get every penny that you've put down. What generally happens in a situation like that, Becky, if they come back and say, okay, we need to put railings on this back porch because it doesn't have any and it's a risk, or if they find the dents in the metal roof or siding or whatever they
find. Or metal roof.
We will always contact the customer and say these have to be fixed or it will not be insurable for us. But you, even if the worst case scenario and they want to cancel, they have 30 days to get every penny back. And that's with every policy. It's not just a homeowner's. If you come in and, for example, a lot of people during the COVID were buying a lot of life insurance through us.
Right.
Well, we send it in. We submit it to the company based off of their health and things of that nature. If it comes back and it issues higher than what we quoted, they can cancel it. We write them a check and send it back. We do the same thing for homes or anything. Cars, same way.
Okay.
I think in Oklahoma, I mean, we deal with roofs more than anything else with insurance. And the two things, like when we have a buyer, we talk to them about, one is the roof doing its job. We want to inspect, is the roof doing its job? Keeping the weather out, keeping the home from getting saturated.
Right.
You know. Secondly, is it insurable?
Right.
And that comes into the tricky. So when the things that make a roof not insurable, what are they?
Total damage, basically. It's something that normally would have to be replaced, or if there's damage enough to where there's leaks that they can see, or they, you know, a lot of times when these inspectors come out and look at these roofs to make sure that they are insurable, they don't just look on the outside. If they can get with the customer, they can go inside too. If there's water damage to the walls, that's usually coming from the roof, it's probably not going to be insurable. So they have a list of things that they look at when they're out there. But generally, it's the uninsurable roofs are ones that do need updating, whether it's codes or the shingles need to be totally replaced, the roof needs to be replaced, things of that nature.
How can you get this done ahead of time so that you don't purchase the home and then get contacted by your insurance company?
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
Victoria called me and said, I don't know what to do. My insurance has been canceled. My mortgage company's calling my note due because I have no insurance. I purchased insurance before I purchased the home, and it was in place, but then they came out and said the roof has some damage on it, and there's three layers of shingles, and the bottom layer is a layer of wood shingles,
right,
with two asphalt layers on top of it, and they say they will give me 30 days to replace the roof. However, she had no money to replace the roof. Now, had she known this ahead of time, she ended up losing the house.
Oh, wow.
Because she could not do it.
Yeah.
It was an astronomical figure to strip off three layers, put on new decking, and put on, and including guttering and stuff. So how can we get the insurance agent, insurance company, to get someone out there prior to closing to be sure that we're not going to be canceled?
Absolutely. The people that I work with, I call them up and say, for anything, if it's a situation just like that, they will rush out there and make sure that it's insurable. They will say, hey.
Well, you don't know it's not insurable until someone does go out.
Right, and that's why we send them out pre. If you were going to buy another house, Becky, and you had questions, you call us, and we're going to send somebody out there from our personal.
But Before closing?
Before closing, yes.
Because if it's before closing, sometimes you can negotiate with the seller.
Yeah, right.
To file a claim or pay part of it or something like this. But sure. After closing, you have no recourse on the seller.
No, you really don't. So in a case like that, unfortunately, we just have to work it through claims with State Farm. If it's one of our customers, we would go back to them and say, hey, how long does this person have to make them? If they can't make them, is there any other avenues? And we'd work with that. But we run into those. Hopefully they're rare. The way we do when we're insuring a home, for example, it's the luck of the draw. When we put in, you know, we actually write policies on probably 10 homes a day in my office. Well, about 6 of them will come back, no need for survey. So the other ones could have damage that they're slipping through the cracks, and we find out later that, yeah, we insured it, but we need to make some changes. And it may be at renewal. They may go ahead and insure them if they're already closed and everything, the insurance is in place. Then at renewal the following year, they're going to say, we're not going to be able to cover you unless these repairs are made to the roof.
And if State Farm doesn't cover you, then another insurance company is not likely to cover you either.
That's
because
right.
of the same problem.
Yeah.
There. So our buyer's agents are taught to the very first thing before you schedule home inspections,
mm-hmm.
schedule insurance.
Right.
Tell your buyer to go out and get insurance. So you've usually got 30 days.
Yes.
And in 30 days, an insurance company can come out and look at the roof.
Yep.
In fact, you want that done during your inspection time, or in some states they call it the option time.
Right.
But the inspection period that you're able to look at the roof,
mm-hmm.
and then negotiate with the seller
right.
what to do about it.
Well, it's just like buying a car. I mean, we have customers out there. When you buy a new car, if you're a current customer, you've got 14 days of coverage. As long as you call in and tell us that you're purchasing a new car, we don't have to know the VIN or anything about it. You're covered, okay? If you're doing the same thing with a home, you're still going to be covered, and we're going to send somebody out there to look at it, you know. And you'd be surprised how many people will go buy a car and have no idea how much the insurance is. You know, make sure you call your agent, whoever.
You probably have all kinds of notes at your office about when our kids were teenagers.
Yeah.
I would call and ask Ken Witt every time we changed vehicles. Hey, we found this vehicle. We're going to have a 17-year-old driving it. Can we afford the insurance?
Yeah.
And he would tell us, oh, Becky, don't get that. No, a Trans Am mm-hmm. with a T-top? No.
Oh.
I'm going, but he would look so cool in this car. Yeah, but you would not look cool in the unemployment line or wherever trying to get benefits to pay your insurance.
That's right. We're going to be back with more and positive stories about insurance when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Whether you're joining us through 1000 KTOK, or you're joining through the iHeartMedia app, or by podcast, you can subscribe to the Becky Ivins Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move anywhere that you can subscribe to a podcast. Just search Becky Ivins, and you'll find it. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, our word of the day is?
Insurability.
Insurability.
Insurability is when whatever's being insured, whether it be a life, a car, a house, whatever is being insured, it has the characteristics of that object or person being able to transfer risk from your own self over to an insurance company,
right.
and the insurance company accepting that. I'm sure there's probably a more official term for the definition for that, but it's basically just the quality of being insurable, the conditions under which an insurance company will issue insurance to the applicant based on the condition or the location of what's being insured.
Right, exactly. There's a lot more that goes into it as well. Some parts of it are, and this is a positive change that we've made at State Farm, it just happened this year, that there's not as much weight on previous claims before they will determine whether or not a person is insurable, whether that's on a car or home or whatever. So they've relaxed those down. So we are picking up more people that may have been ineligible because of claims 6 months ago. Now we're able to write them because they've loosened that. But generally, there's two types of homes. If you're going to look at insurability on a home, for example, most of the policies that we sell are total 100% replacement cost, that less the deductible, which means that if anything happens to that home, it gets burnt to the ground, the tornado wipes it to the slab, we're going to build it back just exactly like it was, less your deductible. And deductibles with State Farm can go from anywhere from a half of a percentage of the dwelling all the way up to 3 or 4% or 5% if you wanted to.
Of the replacement cost of the dwelling.
Right, right.
So if you've got a house that you purchased for $260,000, right, your replacement cost, depending on if it's an old house, mm-hmm, your replacement cost could very easily be $340,000, $350,000.
Yes, it could. And that's just because the risk is higher in some of the older homes if they haven't been updated. Now, if they've been updated or remodeled, we can many times insure that just like a new home if everything has been updated in the house. But an older home like that, if you pay $250,000 for it, it may be, like you say, $340,000, even $350,000 sometimes, because we're looking at different values. That's what you're paying to purchase the home, but to rebuild the home back new is going to cost a lot more than the market price. So a lot of people get confused by looking at market price and market value of a home when they're looking at selling their home.
Well, there are different values of a home. Like our county assessor,
mm-hmm,
establishes a value for a home, the market value, they call it.
Right.
There's two numbers on your, in Oklahoma County, you have two numbers. It is the market value and well, there's three actually. Market value, taxable, mm-hmm, value, and assessed value.
Right.
Okay, so the assessed value is usually about 11% of your market value. And that's what you're charged taxes on, is your assessed value. But they're a year behind time. So they study what happened last year, last calendar year, and assess properties valued on, you know, properties that sell, properties they reassess, are based on the data from the year previous.
Right.
Okay. Now, insurance companies base the value on what it would cost to rebuild that structure.
It's the cost of materials and rebuilding it from the ground up. And
okay,
that's the situation that we've been in recently with COVID. A lot of our manufacturers, a lot of our wood products, our granite products and things of that now, even carpet, you know, they've gone through the roof because they shut down some of those factories during that. It's coming back. It's getting better. I do think the wood price will eventually come down to where it's not that big of a jump. But we do have some homeowners, and so does every other insurance company out there, that their rates have gone up, you know, a couple $100 a year, some a little bit higher. We can always work with them in State Farm because we can evaluate, too, with the customer. Say if your home replacement cost, it jumps from $360 up to $420, that's a little bit steep. Call your agent and let us take a look at it, because we are able to adjust certain things to get it back. It's just whatever the customer is comfortable with.
Right.
We'll give them some guidance, but we will never make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So we can lower homes down if we feel like it. But on the other hand, if they're underinsured already and they get a bump and want us to, we'll be honest with them there too and say, look, you're putting yourself at significant risk if something happens that we will not be able to build this house back for you. And that's the promise that any insurance company makes, and State Farm takes it seriously. we make a promise that if something that we have insured your property, that we're going to put it back just like it was or better. And it's hard to do when they're underinsured or they have actual cash value. We talked about
instead
that.
Of replacement
instead
cost,
of replacement,
right?
That means everything's depreciated. Your roof, everything that you are, have insured is going to be looked at based on a depreciated value, a cash value. And many times that can be thousands and thousands of dollars if you have a total loss,
right,
on a home.
Well, and then the we're talking about the different types of appraisals. Then you have a purchase appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
And the purchase appraisal is based on what other homes have sold for that are pretty much like that in the area.
Right.
Then you've got an estate appraisal for, like, when someone dies, you've got to determine what's the home worth at the time of death. And so there's so many different types of appraisals and valuations, but insurance companies tend to be pretty much the highest valuation for the home. They have to be, because they are dealing with new numbers.
Right.
Like, what's it going to cost to build this back new?
Yeah.
Now, here's kind of an oddball question. I've often thought it, but never asked it. So here you go. If, say, a tornado comes through and tears the house off its foundation.
Like in Moore. Years ago.
Well, my brother's house was actually picked up and set over a few inches.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really on its foundation, you know?
Yeah.
So, will the cost of tearing down be covered? The demolition, and is that covered in addition to the build back of the home, or does that say you've got $300,000 coverage?
Yes.
Is the insurance company going to go ahead and pay $375,000 because it costs $75,000 to get the thing torn down?
Well, they have a debris removal on any home. If there's a claim, if there's a ratable claim that takes place on your home, which a tornado definitely would, that's kicks in at that point. And we would take care of all of that in the settlement on there, so that you can't build a house unless you get all the bad materials off and moved off. They're going to build it back new. So that is part of it.
But it doesn't It doesn't take up part of the rebuild money because you've got a separate debris removal.
Yeah, you do.
Boy, we learn a lot from you every time you come.
Well, thank
Brad.
You. The debris removal can also be very confusing if we got just 1 second.
We do. Go ahead.
Most people, like when they have that windstorm and ice storm,
mm-hmm.
if trees fall over into your yard and do no damage to any fencing or any roof or any car that was parked in the garage or the backyard, That doesn't kick in, the debris removal. We're not going to come out, no insurance company will, and just remove trees that fell and did no damage. It has to be associated with a claim of damage to property. So we had to handle hundreds of those calls during that hailstorm. And most of our customers we could help because they're not going to call in.
Well, the ice storm of the trees downing onto, like, the electrical lines and stuff like that.
Oh, that's covered, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Brad Russell, I'm going to give everyone your telephone number and tell them how to find you. You are my personal insurance agent, and I could go with anybody I want to, and I choose to go with you.
Well, I appreciate it, Becky.
And,
it's nice
well, it's your
you.
Knowledge that really, really kicks in. In fact, I've sold two things. I need to call your office and say, cancel my insurance. I sold a car. I sold a house.
You better.
I did. I was going, wow, I will never get that much money for this car or this house again. I'm selling them.
Right.
So
good time to do that.
If you've got something that you need to sell, call me.
Did you sell the little convertible?
I sold the little convertible.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
Made money on it too. Sat in my garage for 5 years. I think I drove it 4 miles.
Oh wow.
So so
if you need insurance help, you can call Brad Russell at 405-947-2812. That is 947-2812. Or go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's favorites, and you'll see it right there. You can click, you can send him an email. Brad Russell, thank you so much
Pleasure
for
being
with us. Your knowledge, it's always great. Always learn. And glad that we have you to call. We'll be back with Larry Robbins from Robbins Roofing when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Okay. Now, we've got Larry Robbins on the line. I thought we might take a phone call first before we get Larry on. Let's take Martha. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. I have a question. My friend bought a home, and the dishwasher in it was represented as brand new. And when she moved in, there was a problem with it. It wouldn't start. And she called a realtor who worked with the seller, and they sent a plumber out and fixed it. And then it stopped working again, and the plumber she called said it was refurbished. She couldn't get the part anymore. So she ended up, within a month, buying a new dishwasher. And she had some personal problems and just didn't feel like taking on the fight of getting it replaced without doing it herself. So what is your resource in that situation?
Well, there's a couple things that could have happened. One is there could be what we typically call a home warranty. And a home warranty... Yes, ma'am? Go ahead.
She didn't have a home warranty.
She had the opportunity to purchase one, however. So that might have been a pretty good idea to do. It's really a residential service agreement, but it takes care of things that break in the home. Once you take control of the home, once you go to closing, you sign an acceptance of the property, and you take that property as it is then. So all your inspection time is over with. So her home inspector could have pointed out that it's not a new dishwasher if he were provided the disclosure when he did the home inspection. So
it was presented as brand new.
The dishwasher said it was a brand new dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's a misrepresentation. However, it's for the buyer to discover. That's why we have home inspections. So it's not right that someone would represent it as new. However, that fight is a long fight to fight, like your friend said. So, okay. Well, Martha, I hope the explanation helped you. And let's go to Larry Robbins, who is standing by, because, Larry, we are kind of in for some weather, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I think we had a little bit last night.
So we did. Lots of wind, right? Lots of wind, lots of rain. Did we have hail somewhere?
One of my guys told me he was in far north Edmond, and he said it was 50 to 60 mile an hour winds with, like, I don't know, quarter to half dollar size hail. So
wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
We'll see what happens. Been a busy year so far. Big storm that hit Norman in April. As Mark well knows, we've looked at a couple of houses for him, and there are lots of houses. We talk about this all the time. There are lots of homes out there that have damage on them from previous storms. And one of the reasons I wanted to call in this morning was just to remind everybody that with a lot of insurance companies, you have a one-year statute of limitations to file a claim from the storm date. And so just a friendly reminder to everyone to have your roofs checked out. Doesn't cost anything with most companies. Stay ahead of the game and taking care of your home.
Well, you're going to be the guest on radio next week. Hope you have time to come. between roofs, as you go gallivanting.
Thank you for that friendly reminder.
Yeah. As you go gallivanting from roof to roof in the Edmond, Norman, El Reno, Shawnee, and Oklahoma City area.
Yeah. All over.
Yeah. But the 1 year, we had a client that missed it by about a month that I talked to about selling the property, he said, well, I've got a $15,000 roof to buy because it's hailed out. And I said, well, call your insurance company. Well, I did. But the hailstorm happened 13 months ago, so they're not going to cover it. So,
well, and that's why we're reminding people it's a real deal. Like, they will reject they will reject the claim if you're out of that 1 year span.
Larry, so, an important part for our listeners is that you cannot tell hail damage from the standing on the ground, right? Or it's very difficult to. You've got to be on the roof to really see it.
Yeah, it unless it's just, you know, some of the houses in the Norman storm, you can tell because the hail was so large, but 99% of the time, you've got to be on the roof.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be inspected.
We hear people all the time that say, no, we haven't had that much hail. You need to have Robbins Roofing go out and check your roof, and you can give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700.
We'll talk to you next week, Larry.
You guys have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for being with us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We look forward to next week with Larry Robbins and Robbins Roofing here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.